Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islam my deen.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and other life forms. You're listening to Youth Station. I'm Zainab, and in the studio, I'm joined by my amazing co-host,
Asma Ansari. I'm very glad to be here.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to have you with us. So much to discuss, so little time, as per usual. But let's kickstart with this question, right? Because we are in the age of technology.
Of course.
And quote-unquote science, right?
Yes.
And everyone, and all the buzz around the world and what's really trending is facts and hardcore proof and anything that's tangible, that can be perceived and comprehended by the senses, right?
Yes.
This is what people are inclining toward nowadays. They want, they want hard proof and they want scientific facts.
Of course.
So this really begs the question that what is still the necessity or the importance of spirituality, you think, in today's youth's lives?
Well, that's very obvious, I think, because we're not only material things. We do not belong to a physical world and that's it. No, there's another side to us, which is metaphysical, and that needs growing. Sometimes, out of all the difficulties of life, we have to stop and think. And the process of purification is something that our soul really needed. I mean, at the end of the day, when we're alone, we must have a time to our souls to rehash the stories, to see where it was wrong, where it was right, what we need to work on and what we need to improve in ourselves.
Definitely. And it's interesting that you're pointing that out because it just reminded me of this sort of contrast, if you want to call it that. Like today's society, whilst it is gravitating towards scientific facts and I'll believe it when I see it sort of mentality, but there's also this other trend among the youth. Mindfulness, meditation,
exactly.
Being in the moment, connecting with the universe, practicing gratitude. All of that is beyond the material, like you said, beyond our material aspect,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
And I think after all these years, society kind of lost its way on Google Maps.
Yes,
you know? It went,
definitely.
It took a certain route and then it thought to itself, well, look at all these obstacles now, and I've lost my way all over again, and I kind of try to find this new path toward my destination that seemed more logical, seemed more reasonable, but there was a huge traffic, and the mountain just landslided
so many obstacles in the way.
Exactly. So, you know, let's backtrack again and go through the way that people have been telling me to go.
Yes, I suppose it is not related to scientific growth. No matter how modern it becomes, the need for spirituality grows just by time. Because as I told you, we're not only a blood and flesh and that's it. We have a soul and that is the most important part of us.
Sure.
The heart needs to purify itself on and on. And that's an ongoing story. We have to take a very much of care of that point.
Yeah, exactly. And at the end of the day, we often see people that have really healthy bodies.
Yes.
And everything around them is going really well, their lives and their financial state and even their career, but they don't feel fulfilled.
Yes, they're not satisfied mentally.
They're not satisfied and there's no gratification anymore for the things that they're doing and they feel like, and then what? You know, what am I doing?
Yes, that's the question. Then what?
Yeah, exactly. And then what? And they turn to different schools of thought that encourage this sort of spiritual focus.
Yes, and they claim to be spiritually focusing on spiritual points, but they are taking them far away from the spiritual point.
Brothers and sisters, you're listening to Youth Station. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Thank you again for joining us on Youth Station. We've been talking about some really interesting stuff. I don't know when was it first coined, but I found that a lot of people have this sort of gravitation or mindset. I am not religious, but I am spiritual.
Yes.
You know, because it's like even the people who don't have a doctrine, evil people who don't believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah, yes, the judgment day, the holy book, the prophets, the angels, the this, that still believe that there's more to me than this material aspect.
Exactly. A good fact you pointed out. I wanted to ask you about it. Do you think, is it possible, is it necessarily important to be religious in order to be spiritual or no?
I think it depends on what your priority is in life. I mean, if we're going to look at the standards of the Quran, yeah, it's kind of important for you to be religious as well. That you believe in God and you do good things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's sort of like a prerequisite to the other. There's still value, I feel, in being spiritually connected with yourself and the universe, and that will somehow help in constituting like a higher frequency of morality,
yes,
and ethics in you. But at the end of the day, is it going to get you salvation of the hereafter? Is it going to secure your prosperity in this world and the next?
So you think that those who claim that they're spiritual but they're not religious, they're wrong and they're telling the whole truth?
Not that they're not telling the whole truth. I think they're rather not aware of the whole truth. You know,
that's a better way to put it.
Yeah. The nafs is a very tricky thing.
Exactly.
Right.
Really. That is
that
very
lower
tricky.
Self. It's like the thing about being spiritual without religiosity, I feel, is that you are doing it for the nafs. You're not doing it.
It's like workouts, like the sport. Mm. You do it, but you do not care about the health of your body.
Exactly.
You feel you're doing it, but not exactly to the point.
Yeah. Why train the nafs if it's just to furthermore encourage the nafs,
exactly,
the lower self? And yes, I feel that's what spirituality without religiosity is. Because with religiosity, there are do's and don'ts, there are restrictions,
exactly,
there are laws, you know?
Laws are very important.
Yeah.
Rules and borders,
exactly,
are very important.
Which bend the nafs, which,
yes,
torment the nafs, which make it difficult for the nafs, which is the whole point. You know,
yes,
it's jihad,
exactly,
and nafs.
Yes.
But just spirituality, it's like, oh, you know, I'm vibing with the universe, but I'll still do whatever the heck I want.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly, true.
And I feel like that's what kind of makes it all, that contradiction,
yes,
is what makes it fall apart.
Yes, the contrast between wishing to be spiritual and not wishing to be religious.
Exactly. And then missing,
yes,
the point altogether. I mean, I'm in no place to judge.
Yes, of course.
At the end of the day, I still feel like some spirituality is better than no spirituality at all.
Of course.
Right?
I'm just with you in that boat.
Yeah, just for the individual themselves.
Yes.
You're happier when you're spiritual.
Exactly.
According to my doctrine and my school of thought and my mindset, it's not going to get you to that ultimate objective.
Without religion.
Exactly.
Without laws and borders.
Been... Mm.
Yes, I do believe that way too. Shall we talk about Arafo and how they get into spirituality?
Yeah. And how applicable that is still even for,
yes,
our youth.
Yes, of course. When you're younger, I think, it's harder to forget about all the pleasures of life and then focus on the mere spirituality. Mm. I don't mean that those who are spiritual do not stand for pleasure and they are against it. I don't want to say that, but believe it or not, when you are going to take care of every single action you do, life is going to be a little bit more difficult because you have to be aware of your actions. You should notice the very thing that I'm not hurting anyone, that I'm not doing anything wrong. So that's very difficult when you are younger. Mm-hmm. You get older, things are going to get easier for you.
Sort of, yeah. Does it ever get
or
easy?
Or maybe
though?
More? Never.
It never gets easy.
No.
You just get tougher, I think.
Yes.
Or actually,
Because the ties are growing. Anymore.
To be perfectly honest, we're totally sidetracking, but I feel like we should open a little parenthesis in our discussion. Neither does life get easier, nor do I get tougher. I think I just get used to it.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Because as I get older, I really do feel like I'm so done.
That's humanity, I think. That we are getting used to everything. Nothing gets easier.
Nothing gets easier. Yes. I don't even get tougher. I think I'm getting softer, too.
Yes, exactly.
But, right? With age,
yes, yes.
I feel like my nerves are so...
We're more prone to breaking.
Yes. I'm always at a burnout point.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I feel like I'm just one spilled cup of milk away from a full breakdown.
Yes.
Okay, so parenthesis closed. Let's turn this question around. In brief, we sort of kind of tried to explain within our own capacity why is it still important to have some spirituality in our lives. Or even if we didn't get to prove why is it important, because yes. It's a really lengthy discussion, we still pointed out examples that people, you know, they seem to be like all scientific and whatnot, but still they gravitate toward that.
Yes, at night they're alone and they have to think. And when you think, things are very strange and weird.
Yes, the moment you start reflecting, you're touching base on another realm.
Yes.
Different than your material
one. Yes, because the soul is free. There's no border for it. And the spirituality is exactly that way. Mm. It does not have any special realm. It's a very wide sort of
scope,
a world.
Yes, exactly. But to turn the question around, we'd ask, what happens if the youth today, the Muslim youth today,
yes,
lack that spirituality altogether?
You mean, do they like it or not?
No, if they lack it, if you totally remove it from their lives, what are the outcomes?
Well, I don't believe in putting things haphazardly.
Mm.
When you have to set rules, then there must be spirituality.
Mm.
I told you, no matter how much you claim you're scientific, you're modern, but at the end of the day, when you're alone, you have a thinking process, a thinking time. Exactly in that time, you're doing that spiritual process.
Mm.
Being aware of it or not being aware of it.
Yeah.
That's happening right there. It's automatically happening. I don't think it's something consciously happening to you. It's an unconscious process. It must be there.
Yeah. And I mean, based on whatever belief system you have, there are certain definitions for being spiritual.
Yes, exactly.
Like when you look at the Shia youth,
yes,
for them spirituality means going for Arba'in every year,
yes,
for them to attend the Dua Khomein Majalis Thursday nights.
Exactly, the purification.
Right?
To
spirituality,
the core.
Exactly. For them it's something like that. But it's important for us to understand that spirituality is such a wider concept. It's
of
not
course.
Just about going to the shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and crying, you know?
No, it's not just that.
It's like you said, the moment you're in solitude with yourself and you begin to reflect.
Exactly.
You are going on a certain level of spirituality. And that's some important stuff, you guys, no matter what age or what phase in your life. And try to maintain that because some important stuff. Yeah. That's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you so very much for being with us on this episode of Youth Station. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my love.